The thousands of firefighters who worked long days need help and healing. And they're getting it from thousands more heroes volunteering with a distinctly California flavor. Alternative medicine practitioners, acupuncturists, even aromatherapists are donating treatment sessions to firefighters and evacuees. KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg went to a few pop-up spas inside emergency shelters.
At a shelter on the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, a middle-aged evacuee lies on the gym floor with his eyes closed. A sound healer rings quartz bowls arranged in a semicircle. The therapy is intended to calm the patient's frazzled nerves. Outside under a plastic tent, a group of firefighters wait patiently on folding chairs.
We're getting free massages. The chiropractor here, too.
Jamie Shepard is next in line. The Truckee-based firefighter is beat after shouldering a 60-pound pack for grueling 24-hour shifts.
My neck hurts, my back hurts, my left shoulder hurts, and breathing in a lot of smoke, of course, the lungs hurt.
He climbs onto a massage table.
If you want to take your shirt off, it's easier for me. I can get a little better massage there.
20 minutes later, Shepard slowly rises.
I feel much, much more relaxed, looser, nimble.
This is his second massage in a week. He says it doesn't just help his body.
It also just kind of helps you unwind and just kind of power down and, get ready for the next day.
But it's not just the firefighters who are working long hours. Dan Courtright is a volunteer massage therapist.
I've been out here 10 hours a day for 6 days now.
Sweat drips down Courtright's forehead as he digs his elbow into the back of a burly National Guardsman. Courtright says he can't do enough to say thank you to the emergency responders.
The least I can do to pay them back for all they've done to save our town, our whole community.
Helicopters circle above another pop-up spot about 30 minutes east of Santa Rosa. A blue basketball court is lined with massage tables. Volunteer Danny Burleson is handing out Manzanita Magic, a folk remedy for poison oak, among other things.
I've got tinctures and syrups for respiratory support, for stress, for sleep, immune support, vitamins.
Some firefighters sniff essential oils like eucalyptus to soothe their smoke-filled lungs, or drink Throat Coat Yogi tea to ease raspy coughs.
Jen Regal is helping coordinate shifts at about a half a dozen shelters throughout Sonoma County. She's a naturopath, a practitioner of alternative medicine. Regal says she's truly touched by the feedback she's received.
There have been so many soldiers and firemen and evacuees who have told us that they've never, ever received this kind of work before.
Last week, a Facebook page about the volunteer effort already had more than 2,000 members. Regal hopes it can become a model that's easily replicated when disaster strikes another community. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.